This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk live here on the air. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie here.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And I found a story today that, I know nothing of this stuff, but it was from theblaze.com. I think I found it on Facebook. Somebody had posted this. And let me read it to you before I start commenting at all. Instagram star, quotation marks, sobs in viral video at idea of having to get a real job after her account was deleted. I'm not work material, in quotation marks. Video of a 21-year-old social media influencer crying hysterically about not wanting to enter the workforce is going viral on the internet. In the video, Jessie Taylor of Tampa, Florida, yells at, cries to, and warns her followers against reporting her account. Taylor says her previous account, which had over 100,000 followers, was deleted after people allegedly reported the account for being spam. In the video, which she shared on YouTube, Taylor, who now apparently lives in Los Angeles, just to be an Instagram star. Does anybody have any idea why living in Los Angeles is beneficial to being a star on Instagram?
No idea.
I have heard of people living in Los Angeles for the purpose of sort of being around other streamers. These are people that make money streaming video of themselves, and I guess Instagram is just pictures generally, but, you know, whatever. Maybe there's something going on in LA I don't know about. Whatever it is, I know it involves traffic and I'm not interested. Los Angeles is fine to visit. I don't want to live there. I remember going through one time and seeing like rats scurrying across the street between trash cans. And no thanks. Not dealing with this. And again, I've lived on a pig farm and there were rats there too. So whatever. So she could be seen openly sobbing at the prospect of having to perform like a normal adult in the real workforce. She adds that her biggest fear is that she'll end up a drug-addicted prostitute living on the streets if she can't be an internet star. I'm nothing without my following, she cries. I'm nothing without my following. Taylor, who apparently went to college and previously worked at McDonald's, says that, by the way, I worked at Burger King. Nothing wrong with that. She's 21. It's not like she's had a lot of time to build a career. The fact that she's got 100,000 followers on Instagram, I imagine, is probably a pretty good thing. I don't know how you turn that into money, but whatever. She says she's in debt and has no skills. I want to say to everybody that's been reporting me, think twice, because you're ruining my life. Because I make all of my money online, all of it. I don't want to lose that, she wept. The people who work 9 to 5, that's not me. I'm in L.A. to not be like that, she insisted. Taylor, who admitted to being a former sex worker, said that she simply couldn't go back to that life. I was an effing prostitute. I used to strip every single day. I don't even do that. I don't do that S anymore because I make all my money online. I don't want to go back to that life.
So what she's probably doing on Instagram is like, showing, her boobs and, naked pics. And there's
something close to naked pics.
And
what we used to call cheesecake.
Can you show naked pics on there?
Just definitely. I do know a couple of girls that, they are making a living literally, sending nudes to dudes.
So
they have,
doing,
subscriptions.
They're using their Instagram to advertise their wares. And then the wares themselves are the actual pictures of areolas and vulvas, right? Whereas you can't show those things online.
So basically what they do is, so someone will pay a subscription, $40 a month, and they'll get, a boob shot texted to them every day. Or there's, premium packages where they'll get, a boob and a vag shot every day and whatever.
She'll send you a text saying nice things to you or whatever, right? So
and it's mostly who gets Asian guys.
Bucks? Like, who would get the $40? Does Instagram get a part of
this? Oh no. So like, well, I've been like, well, you guys should be accepting cryptocurrency because one of the girls I know, literally her PayPal, she started doing it. She's an attractive young lady, and her PayPal, like, you know, gets like $5,000 all of a sudden in 1 month. So PayPal just shuts her off. You know, what? Why are you getting all this money? What are you doing? You know, explain yourself. And I'm like, see, you need to accept Bitcoin.
There you go.
And I'm not 100% sure if that particular girl's still doing it, but there's definitely a couple other girls that I know that are. One girl's actually like 43, and she's doing it.
This is basically what I'm trying to say here, is that I don't. Blaze is putting this up because they're sort of. You know, trying to shame this lady for not wanting to work like the rest of us. As far as I'm concerned, I don't care. You know, however you make your money is how you make your money.
She knows how the candle makers felt when the electric light bulb became popular. I mean, whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean, ultimately her problem is that she's relying on platforms like Instagram, YouTube, or whatever to make her money. And she... We as a society consume these platforms that are very centralized and you know, can shut you off in an instant.
Yep.
That's the big problem here is that, you know, if Free Talk Live, for instance, we're pretty decentralized, but there are some radio stations, if they cut us off, that'd be bad. We wouldn't be very happy about that. We've lost some big stations in the past. No big deal. I mean, it's, you know, it's a big deal, but no earth-shattering consequence to us. There's, you know, YouTube could cut us off, which wouldn't be terrible or anything. We don't get a lot of views on our YouTube channel. The reason being is it's just a live feed that you can see at Twitch, youtube.freetalklive.com, but you can see the same thing in better quality at twitch.freetalklive.com. Twitch could cut us off, too, if they wanted to. And the problem is that we on the Internet accept these very centralized companies, and it's just okay. And this is what she's doing. She's feeling the heat here. She probably doesn't understand that's the problem. She's trying to get people to not report her account as spam. My guess is she's one of these on Facebook they'll find you and say they'll find them in and say, hey, you want to see pictures of my pictures online?
Yeah.
Go to this link. And yep. Then, you know, I guess I've never clicked the link that I can think of.
That's actually one of the reasons when I got a new phone a couple of years ago, I never put Instagram back on it. Because I started, like, getting these, like, hey cutie, checked out some of your pictures.
No, you didn't.
I'm like, hey, I'm looking to flirt, you know, girl and all this stuff. And so, but at 21 years old is a really good opportune time for a career change.
Agreed.
It's not like you're 50 years old and, you know, and your retirement's all wrapped up in General Motors or something and they go bankrupt. That's when you're in trouble. And your retirement gets all sucked up and you got nothing. You know, and you've been living beyond your means your whole life, you know.
I would recommend that she have a fallback career, that's for certain, and that...
Everybody should.
Let's get that debt paid off, young lady.
How much debt can she be in at 21 years old?
Oh, it's stupid.
I presume that she's probably better off than most people who've signed student aid forms. But basically, if you go to college, you could be at 21, you could be many tens of thousands of dollars in debt at this point.
Does it say what her degree is in, or did she graduate?
No. I think her degree is in hooking.
So there's her fallback.
Yes.
In 2004.
She doesn't want to do that.
So I was about 24 years old. I remember my friend was definitely 24. We went to high school together. And he had $75,000 in debt, not including his student loans. But he had bought a brand new car when he was 18. And then he had bought another brand new car like 2 years later. He had every stupid, ridiculous electric gizmo toy thing, iPad, MacBook, whatever, a credit card. Compounding interest. He's living,
can't pay cash
with,
for
living
it,
with his mom.
Yeah, well.
And... 70, I was crazy. And he's coming with me to throw hay because his college degree wasn't worth anything to do whatever he went to school for.
What was his degree in?
I think it was in communications. He does have a radio gig now, though.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. He went to school
as a radio guy, I recommend against those communications degrees, honestly. 855-450-3733. 8, everybody gets those things, the expectation they're going to be a TV newscaster. 855 450 free on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number is 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie here.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, the Edge Wallet. Yeah, well, they didn't exactly name it after me. But the designer, Paul Pooey, did tell me about it before it was even premiered. I knew the Edge Wallet was coming before the Edge Wallet existed. It's a fun name. You know, people like it. One of the reasons I picked it. But the Edge Wallet's available on iOS and Android. You can write in the Edge Wallet. You can use it to buy, sell, and trade, and securely hold numerous cryptocurrencies. Ones you wouldn't expect. Ones like Monero and Ripple, Stellar, Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, all the ERC-20, not all the ERC-20 tokens. Lots of ERC-20 tokens. I mean, when I say numerous, I can't go through and explain how many different tokens you can put on the Edge Wallet. Edge Wallet is designed by a veteran team. They've been building cryptocurrency software, wallets specifically, since 2014. And you can go get it, like I have. I enjoy the Edge Wallet and think it's been working pretty well for me. Edge.app. It's edge.app, as in application. That's what that's short for. So you can go and secure your freedom with edge.app. What I love about the Edge Wallet is that not only can you pretty much do everything you need to do, buy, sell, trade, hold your cryptocurrencies, pretty much any of them in the Edge Wallet app, but instead of having to write down this mnemonic, is what they call it, a bunch of words that secure your tokens, you do it with a username and password. They make it much easier, and you control your own currency. It's not held on their servers or anything like that. This is your stuff, and you can choose not to even back up your password with them, and then you're completely secure. You don't have to worry about anybody's servers. But I didn't do that. I chose not to do that. I'm like, yeah, fine, I'll take that. But you have to write down 24 words, and it makes it a lot easier. Just a username and password, and that's awesome. And you've got your own coins. So edge.app, please go and download that now. You get to secure your freedom and, start in the exciting world of cryptocurrencies. Let's go to Bobby calling in on the Discord line. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Bobby, can you hear me now? Oh, got some kind of audio issue going on there on the Discord line. Let's go to Matthew calling in from Louisiana on the regular lines. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen and ladies. Asking the question Saturday, was the sovereignty of the United States established? I'd say it is when we signed the treaty with Great Britain ending the War of Independence.
So when was the sovereignty of the United States established was the question? Okay.
Right. That was a question I believe Ian asked. Now, the thing about the marijuana is everybody in my family wants marijuana to become legal, either, recreationally or medically, because they basically all have a lot of chronic pain. The thing that concerns me isn't marijuana an appetite stimulant?
I don't know about that, but I wouldn't. Yeah, I mean, that's what it's known for.
Specific strands actually can either stimulate or suppress appetite, from what I understand. And that's the thing is, the whole cannabis, world has been so taboo for a long time, and there's such little, exploration has really been done on it by actual labs and whatnot, and even the government, when they did their studies on it, they didn't even want to publish it. They wanted to keep it hush hush because they found all the benefits of it. But Colorado, you can walk in some in some cannabis retail establishments, and you can literally be like, I need to increase my appetite, or I want to decrease my appetite, or I have shoulder pain, or I have anxiety, or I have this, and they will literally guide you to certain strands that have claims, and then you try it out and you see.
Okay, well that is good to know, because part of the challenge is that they you were talking about it being food being a mind altering substance. Well, many members of my family are evidence of that.
Well, I will point this out, Matthew. Alcohol consumption also increases sort of bad nutritional choices, you know, too. People tend to get hungrier when they drink and that kind of thing. I'm not saying that, look, I'm not here saying that marijuana's delightful in all ways or anything like that. I'm simply saying that compared to what we got, it seems like a better choice.
Well, everything has side effects, including flying.
Flying? The side effects of flying are getting where you want to be and when what?
Well, there is a risk, you know. Sometimes
there's a risk.
The flight ends abruptly.
Sometimes it does. Every landing's a crash. It just depends on, you know, how controlled
it is. How fast and how far. Ciao.
Thanks for the call, Matthew. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Let's go back to the Discord lines and see if we can get Bobby on here. I think we've tried something else out. Bobby, are you on? You're on the Free Talk
Live. Yeah, sure. Okay, guys, thanks. Now, let's get to it. What I was wanting to say is, in Florida, you've heard of Morgan & Morgan because you used to live around here in Florida.
Yeah, Morgan & Morgan is a really big lawyer in operation down in liars, as we call them down in Florida. Down in
they're
Florida.
Liars everywhere, but around the whole globe.
Actually, I like I can't remember his first John Morgan. I'm pretty impressed with that guy. Really, I think he's done some great work. But he used to have a law firm back in the 80s when I was a kid, and the ads were on so much that I can remember them from when I would never have ever called a lawyer's office, but I remember Morgan calling a Gilbert because for the people, right? Like he still has the same line.
For the people. Yeah. Morgan & Morgan. Right. For the people. Anyways, he spent $10 million on getting marijuana legalization. He was the one who actually helped push and get the medical marijuana. But now, I make you a bet. I don't know. Now, this is just hyperbole. Maybe, you know, had some medical marijuana, companies that he could probably make money off of. I'm sure he wouldn't have spent $10 million, like you said in the commercial, just to help, you know, sick people, you know, feel better.
Yeah, but I don't know what his motivation was. You know, I can tell you that there are plenty of organizations that spent money to keep it illegal for their purposes, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It's a great business for lawyers when it's illegal to do something.
Well, he actually, he's what's known in the industry as an ambulance chaser. He's looking for slip and falls, accidents, those kind of things. But, you know, he's got a lot of sway, and he's got a system, and it works.
Jay, how is the fishing in New Hampshire? I'm here in Florida, and, you know, that's the only thing I think I would miss.
Freshwater or salt?
Try to make both.
Okay, well.
I actually haven't done any fishing, but I hear there's some really good charters that go out of Portsmouth, and guys have a great time doing that on the ocean.
You know, people at my lake.
You got any lakes there?
Yep, there's plenty of lakes. There's the people on my lake are fishing all the time. Thanks for the call, Bobby. Appreciate it. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Ron Vitello will be leaving the agency at the end of the week. The Trump administration pulled Vitello's nomination for ICE Director last week. Attorney General Bill Barr believes the FBI spied on President Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Barr says he will be investigating how the Russia investigation began Republican Senator John Thune of South Dakota believes.
These questions that are being raised, I think, are valid ones. If governmental power was used to abuse the rights of American citizens, that's something that we need to know. Now, my experience is that the Attorney General is a very straight shooter. I think that he isn't going to go off half-cocked. He is looking into this.
The former owner of the Minnesota Vikings and his wife are dead. Police suspect that billionaire Irwin and Alexandria Jacobs were victims of a murder-suicide. They were found in their beds in their Lake Minnetonka home. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Do you have a retail establishment? Would you like to accept cryptocurrency? Would you like to be added to a map of businesses that accept cryptocurrency so that people who want to spend cryptocurrency will be able to come find you and spend money with you that probably wouldn't otherwise do that? Well, the best thing for you to do is just, well, first off, the map's at map.anypay.global, but go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. It's helpmetakebitcoin.com. There you'll see the easy setup. Really, it all comes down to setting up your wallet, which you can use any wallet. I recommend Edge Wallet, edge.app. But you set up a wallet, and then after that, the setup is extraordinarily easy. But helpmetakebitcoin.com has everything explained and as easy as you can. You're going to have it more or less. The most difficult part is having a tablet or integrating into your point-of-sale software right there at the register. Anypay.global is the website, and they've got Bitcoin, Dash, Zcash, Bitcoin Cash, lots of options there for you. Helpmetakebitcoin.com.
You will get new customers, brand new customers you never had before, if you accept Bitcoin. All the places that I've helped set up with Bitcoin between Denver and here, and even some, remotely, that I've, just because I talk about it all the time, they get new faces into their establishments. And one of the things I do, I always go look on any coin map or whatever. There's a whole bunch of different websites. or somebody's Bitcoin wallets, they'll have an actual, like, where can I spend Bitcoin, yep, you know, locator in them. And those are always usually my first choices anytime I go to, like, somewhere new. When I'm on the road or whatever, if I can use Bitcoin, I do.
And customers that that use cryptocurrency are also more likely to repeat because there's not that many places in town where they can use crypto.
Yep.
So they tend to stick around.
Now, the business doesn't have to be in New Hampshire, right? It can be anywhere, any state?
That's right. AnyPay.global. So
perfect.
Any place, I presume it has to be in English, but maybe they can, you know, figure it out from there.
I have a friend who has a pizza joint in Vermont who is asking about it, so I'll definitely point her that direction.
HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com ought to help her out. So going on with this article from TheBlaze.com where they're shaming this poor lady who apparently makes some kind of living on Instagram. I don't know what kind of living she makes, but going on, she pleads in her video for people to stop reporting her account for spam. Now, I don't know what she's doing that's getting her reported for spam. I'm not claiming that. I'm just saying that you probably should back up your accounts with more decentralized options, because basically these big platforms like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, these kind of things, if you build a living on these and they decide for whatever reason you got to go, there's not much you can do.
And they should probably get, you know, use some any payer, understand, you go to Bitcoin.com and learn about cryptocurrency, any of these people who are doing these, you know, making their money on it, because what happens is PayPal's shutting them down.
Right, as soon as PayPal shuts you down.
All the others.
Right.
So, got to have a backup for everything.
Right. PewDiePie, the biggest producer apparently on YouTube, really, somebody said that's what he was, I don't know, biggest influencer there, he's now moved over to DLive.com, where Free Talk Live just opened an account. So I suspect you can figure that out at DLive.FreeTalkLive.com. That's DLive.FreeTalkLive.com. I'm getting a nod from Ian. He's not freaking out, so I guess I'm right.
So is there a way to see, like, how many... like the PewDiePie is how you say it, with a P.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
So he's got hundreds of thousands of followers.
Probably millions.
So I wonder how many of them actually moved over to the new platform there, DLive, is that what it's called?
Yeah, I would imagine quite a few did in the first day, put out a video on YouTube saying, I'm out of here. And he went. And,
cool.
So that's a pretty big deal. And then, you know, probably more people will find it. And over the next course of the next few days, a lot of people migrate over. And a lot of them won't. A lot of people are just like the platform. You know, it continues. It's a good platform. It continues to feed you content as you go. And it's somewhat mildly related to the last thing you watched. And, you know, you start out watching something on the War of 1812. And pretty soon you've figured out how to dress your chicken up for the prom. I mean, you know, like, God knows how it happens, but it does. So here you go. She says, I'm not work material. I'll never be work material. Stop effing reporting me on me mother effing Instagram, she warned on mother effing Instagram. I love how TheBlaze.com goes and bleeps out the F word here. I mean, it's the internet, Blaze. You can write whatever you want, and everybody knows what you're saying anyway. It's not like you're softening it for the old Republicans who are going to read this. I'd have to do it on the radio, but I've heard this word that begins with an F before. I think I know what she's talking about when she calls somebody a mother effer. The last thing I want is to be a homeless prostitute on the effing street doing meth. how are you going to get to doing meth? All right. That's the last thing I effing want, so do stop effing trying to ruin my life. According to the Daily Mail, Taylor's other accounts, Twitter, Facebook, have between 3,000 and 4,000 followers apiece. Facebook, 3,000? Jeez. Jeez, I think we got 88,000 on Free Talk Live. And, well, nobody ever wants to see me with my pants off anyway, so I guess it's not a thing. Have to convince Mrs. Edgington, for God's sake. So, anyway... Gentlemen, if you want a little advice in that arena, wash dishes. That's the best advice I can give you.
I installed a dishwasher. My wife cut her thumb the other day.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, you got to do the dishes. And I bought a little dishwasher, and I had it sitting there. And just, you know, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to spend 20 minutes doing dishes, or I'm going to spend 2 hours installing a dishwasher. I spent like 8 hours installing a dishwasher.
Oh, God.
But I got got it done. I got a goofy house, so nothing fits right in it.
And so you still had to wash the dishes?
Well, no, I got the dishwasher installed, then loaded it up and, you know, found a little water leak and pulled it back out. You know, took all the dishes out, pulled it back out, fixed
it. As one
leak.
Has to.
And it's all good now, though.
There you go. I feel bad for this lady in the sense that she probably doesn't... We just don't live in a world where there's decentralized options for her. She is, stuck in a world where if she wants to do this, which I presume is taken scantily clad pictures for, lonely men on the internet, it's a fine job if you can get the work, get the work.
Just like I said, when I get solicited on my Facebook from some girl who's like, got a couple of cute pics and is like, sends me
a
message, I presume it's a bot. And I report it as spam because it's annoying.
Yeah. I presume all of that, too. And I don't know if she was doing that and trying to find new people and that kind of thing, if that was her marketing gimmick, in which case it's I feel less bad for her because, she's in an arena full of people who are doing the same thing. I presume whenever I get a message on Facebook, Angie, what's it like for you? You're on Facebook. Who's sending you messages that you don't want?
Oh, a lot. I have friend requests, probably 20 or 30 a day from random men.
Random men.
And I will go, and if I have common friends, I'll check them out. And yep. A lot of people send me messages saying, hi, cutie, hi, sexy. I mean, just tons of crap.
Right.
And you look at it, delete it, and block them.
I presume in your case that, that you're a very attractive woman. I presume in your case that these are some of them are legitimate men.
Oh, I'm sure. Their accounts look, real. They don't look like they're fake people. Now, I do get the occasion, the Chinese lady who says, hey, cutie, come check me out. And there's like two pictures and like two friends. And
yeah, I get probably three of those a day.
Yeah. those are very rare for me.
Yeah. There you go. That's the difference between being checking male and checking female on the internet.
I also spam when it's like New Hampshire Department of Corrections is looking to hire prison guards. I click spam on that one, too, because I...
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTLEB. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB for a discount.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie here.
Let's just go straight to the phones, guys. We got Free Market Penguin on the line, on the Discord line. Free Market Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yo, yo. I wanted to call. First of all, you were talking about the Instagram influencer. And, yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of ways you can make money doing that besides, you know, getting, like, lonely guys to send you some money. So,
can you tell me all about the ways that people make money on Instagram? Because I presume...
Well, I've never, ever been on Instagram, but or had an account or anything like that. But, yeah, I mean, people become influencers. So once you have a certain number of followers, like, companies will sponsor you to feature their products. And that's how, like, new companies and established companies kind of get their name out there and their new products out there, because you become influential in popular culture and consumer culture. So,
well, I can tell you this: there was one article about, I think it was a like a Filipino what is it? It's some kind of resort that's like, hey, all you influencers, stop contacting us about free rooms or something. They're like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So like a restaurant will open like in L.A. Like this is why she wouldn't move to L.A. Like a restaurant will open in L.A. and they'll give like free meals to these people because they're going to document it and put it on Instagram. And then all of a sudden, like people are going to, it's an aspirational thing. People are just going to show up.
So I
want a packed house.
As a podcaster with more than 100,000 downloads per month, I can say that yes, you certainly can influence people. I think that a younger audience is easier to influence than an older audience. And Free Talk Live, you know, we probably don't specialize in the youngest of audiences out there. Just a guess. But yeah. By the way, just in case you ladies feel oppressed, it's 70% of household discretionary income, more than 70%, is spent by the women. So marketers want women. They don't want men. Men might make decisions like cars, houses, things like that, but ladies make decisions for pretty much everything else.
Oh, man. You need to get that Audi sponsorship.
What is that?
No, Audi.
Audi, yeah. Well,
yeah.
I don't know if that's going to happen for us. I think we... But Free Talk Live, what's the libertarian vehicle? A 78 Bronco? sure. Exactly.
But yeah, I wanted to call about, basically pointing out, you know, that there's this kind of connection between libertarianism, like right-wing libertarianism, libertarianism as presented, you know, in most libertarian media and like this show, for example, and unfortunately elements of the alt-right, the far-right. Now, that's an old topic, I know that, but like even looking at this, I mean, in most libertarian media, there's a significant overlap between those, and these alt-right, far-right people do feel safe in libertarian spaces, and I totally understand why with the free speech ethic that is the case. Like yesterday when I called in, I was on hold, and when a guy who an unironic caller with the nickname "Subscribe to PewDiePie" called in, you know, the last words of the New Zealand shooter before he killed 50 of my fellow Muslims. So I mean, you know, it's unfortunate that these alt-right and fascist elements find comfort in libertarian spaces. It's not really a criticism, because I understand why that is. But
I heard this, and what my thoughts on that are is, yeah. So I think libertarianism needs to take some level of responsibility for its, for whatever reason, a certain amount of these people sort of show up. However, in that same breath, Democrats never want to take any effing responsibility for what the crap they did for 100 frickin' years. I'm talking about enslaving people based on their color. I'm talking about lynching people based on their color. I'm talking about putting up statues to the people who enslaved and lynched people. Democrats never, they want to point the finger, and they don't ever want to take any responsibility. Republicans, they want to point the finger too. Well, just a guess here. When you're talking about the outright racists in America, what party, between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, who do you think they voted for? I'm just asking you, when you think of a stereotypical racist in America, do you think they voted for Donald Trump or for Hillary Clinton? And I think the Republicans need to take a little responsibility for that. But while these two major parties and these philosophies that kind of hang along the sides of them refuse to take responsibility for their racist past, I'm supposed to sit here in libertarianism and say, yeah, you know, there's an alt-right element, and they like the freedom of speech aspect of libertarianism. Well, I guess what I would say to that is, well, what are you scared of freedom of speech for? So I'm not yelling at you, free market.
No, I know. Yeah,
I'm yelling at the people that are calling libertarians attempting to paint us with a bigoted brush when they won't themselves take any responsibilities.
Well, that's like what the left essentially does when they have nothing else they can throw at you. Or any, that's what they do. The racism card is like rarely ever challenged in politics. It's usually people just walk away instead of, you know, well, dealing with it.
The reason they do it is that they want to catch you making a soundbite statement that they can then use over and over and over again,
right,
to smear you. Like, so I had a guy call in just a few days ago. He said something about, socialism's great, and you need to get a college degree and go into massive debt because of, I don't know, something. And he also said, he was talking about American Indians and some of the problems that they were having, and I mentioned that there's genetic issues, too, around alcohol and sugar assimilation. And the guy's like, well, you're a racist. You know, like, basically intimated that I'm a racist. And that's what, he didn't want to have a real conversation about some of the ways that one can pull themselves out of poverty. He wanted to have a conversation about how he can destroy whom he considers to be a political enemy. And, right.
He was a straight up just, socialist that, didn't really have, anything solid to say. Because I was here that night when he called
it. Was exactly a week ago. So you can go find that at archives.freetalklive.com. That would be, the 4th, April 3rd show, if you want to find it. But, yeah, I think...
Yeah, I remember that caller.
Yeah.
His heart was in the right place. I get where I agree with him on a lot of the problems. I mean...
Sure, I agree with little of the problems, too.
Some of us believe that the free market, does provide these solutions, even when we don't mean the Republicans, quote unquote, free market.
Right.
or any other state is free market, we mean the free market. I mean, there are free market solutions to the... I really agree with a lot of the Democrats' problems, and especially the more left-leaning Democrats' problems, but they go off the rails saying they want the state to centrally plan the solution. That's honestly ridiculous.
So, Free Market Penguin, you know, one thing came to mind while you were talking here is I remember the Democratic National Convention, I think it was from 2012, where they made a vote, you know, it was brought to the floor, something to do with Israel being the capital, or excuse me, Jerusalem being the capital of Israel. Did you get to see any of this video?
I don't recall it.
Okay.
It kind of sounds familiar.
Let me tell you what happened, and you can make whatever comments you want on it. This was at the same time that Ron Paul was essentially ripped off by the Republicans. This was the Democratic National Convention, and I was watching it, and I was just kind of stunned at what I was seeing. They were asking this question, which to me is meaningless. I thought that Jerusalem was the capital of Israel. I didn't even know that it was like Tel Aviv or something. But apparently this is a politically charged issue. And they brought this up for a vote, and it was like a voice vote on the floor. And it's like the yeas, the nays, the yeas, the nays, the yeas, the nays. All right, you know, the person standing at the podium, have determined that the yeas or nays, whoever it was that they wanted to win, have it. And basically, that Israel was, that Jerusalem was not going to be declared the capital of Israel by the Democratic Party of the United States or whatever. And I didn't understand what I was watching at all, but what I did know that I saw was clearly political, you know, philandering. This should have absolutely have been a paper ballot or something. If they're going to vote on this crap, at least take a fair vote. And that was not a fair vote.
Why would American political party even be taking a vote on what some other country's capital is, regardless of how legitimate that country is?
That's what I want to know.
Football of some sort. Israel's a big deal in the United States. People love it.
When you need a convenient distraction to, you know, to, because something important might be happening and we need a, you know, distraction, that's the only reason I could see for doing something as ridiculous as, well, we need to determine if we recognize this other nation's capital as the capital. Who cares?
Yeah. Well, it was one of the party platform things that they voted on, and I was just kind of stunned at what I was seeing there. And I figured as a Muslim, you might have some thoughts on that, Free Market Penguin.
Yeah, well, I like some of the stuff coming out from some of these new young people because they're not tied down with the past. But, you know, I don't agree with their economics. So, you know, I honestly hope that they start bucking the trend of this Israel thing. But, yeah, that's all I wanted to say about that.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.